You went back to your old girlfriend.
When his ex felt wronged.
You say she vandalized your car.
Yes, ma'am.
She wanted to make things right.
She was pouring her beer in the back seat of his car, took his soda, poured it on the front seat of the car.
Did you do that?
No, I did not.
Oh, don't fib to me.
Judge Judy.
Pouring beer in somebody's car is not $700 worth of damage.
Somebody poured a beer into my car. I got news for you. I would consider that big time vandalism. Big time.
You are about to enter the courtroom of Judge Judith Scheindlin. The people are real. The cases are real. The rulings are final. This is Judge Judy.
21-year-old Stacy Pedersen is suing her ex-boyfriend, Ronald Martin Jr., for loans to pay his car insurance and to replace a car tire.
Order. All rise.
Your Honor, case number 76 on the calendar in the matter of Pedersen versus Martin. Parties have been sworn in. You may be seated. Ma'am, have a seat.
Ms. Pedersen, the defendant was your boyfriend. You claim a couple of small loans to him totaling $194. Mr. Martin says that you gave him this money. There was no agreement to pay you back. But he's got a counterclaim. He says that you damaged his car when you had a hissy fit in the amount of $750. So tell me about these loans that you made to him.
Well, on March 12th, of 2008, he had asked me if I could pay his car insurance for him because it was due the next day. And
were you living together?
No, we were not.
Tell me where that phone call took place, or was it in person?
It was in person at his grandmother's house.
And he said what?
And he said that he didn't have any money, but he was supposed to be getting paid that Friday, and so that he would pay me back when he got his check.
And your story is?
What happened, Your Honor, was it was my deadline to pay my insurance, and I went to go see if I can make some payment,
a partial payment,
and then make the rest in a couple of days when I got paid. My insurance told me no, and I had called Stacy on the phone and told her my sobbing story, and she had agreed to use her credit card because I had to have my insurance paid that day or my insurance was going to be discontinued, and Stacy agreed to pay with her credit card. That way it could be paid that day.
I understand what you're saying. I understand English. It's my first language.
So I met her at my grandma's house, and she used her phone, called in, and paid for it.
Right. And what did you say to her about getting paid on Friday?
Well, actually, to tell you the truth,
don't look over there. Look over here, right here.
Yeah. I had $40 on me at the time, and I offered to give her the $40 I had on me, and she said just to keep it, it's okay, she'll cover it.
What did you say about Friday getting paid?
I didn't say nothing to her, only to the insurance.
And what did you say to the insurance people?
I asked them if I can give them the $40 that day and then make up the rest on Friday when I got paid. They said no.
Right. So if you said that to the insurance people, you're telling me that you didn't say that to this friend of yours?
Correct. I didn't say it to her, yes.
You didn't say that?
No.
Whose car is it?
It's my car.
Whose insurance is it?
It's mine.
How much was it?
It was $113.45.
That's what you owe her so far. What's next?
But I don't owe her nothing if I didn't borrow it.
I just said to you, I find that you borrowed it.
Okay.
That's why you're here. You're here to have a judgment made by somebody who is in authority and who will decide whether it was a loan or a gift. Okay. I have ruled. It was a loan.
Agreed.
Perfect. What's next?
On March 15th, he asked me to buy a car tire for his car because one of the front tires was completely bald. And he was supposed to pay me on the 14th, but he had claimed he had other bills that he needed to pay, and so he wanted to know if he could pay me with his next check. And so I agreed, but instead of paying his other bills, he ended up gambling his entire check away and calling me on the 15th asking to borrow another $100, in which I said no this time.
How much was the tire?
The tire came to $80.70.
Let me hear about the tire, Mr. Martin.
I needed a tire. She felt sorry for me because I had to drive so far back and forth to work and my tire was completely bald.
How did you know your tire was bald?
I told her.
I figured you told her. Tell me about the conversation. You know, I've had a lot of conversations with my husband. He's never told me about his bald tire. I never have a conversation.
Well,
I never remember him calling me up and said, honey, I have a bald tire.
Actually,
so let me hear about the conversation that you had with her about your bald tire.
I had said something to her about my tire being bald and traveling back and forth on the freeway so far to work, and that it was probably not safe for me to be transporting myself with a bald tire. And again, she just volunteered to pay for it.
Just a second. So what did she say to you?
She said, we'll go down and get you a tire today.
And you said what?
Thank you.
And where is your tire?
On the car.
You owe her $80 for the tire. Then after you gave her all these sob stories and she paid some money for you, then you went back to your old girlfriend. according to what I've read in these papers. Is this the old girlfriend?
This is my cousin, Shauna.
Where's the old girlfriend?
She's at home.
What is she doing home?
She didn't want to come.
Good. Now, you have a counterclaim.
Yes.
You say she vandalized your car.
Yes, ma'am.
Did you do that?
No, I did not.
Oh, don't fib to me. Tell me about it.
Well, on April 1st, I got into a fist fight with my grandma's next-door neighbor, and I went to jail. And when I got out of jail April 4th, I didn't want to go back to my grandma's house because my next-door neighbor wanted to,
finish it off.
He wanted to finish it off. He wanted retaliation. So my ex-girlfriend, Kenya, offered me to stay the night at her house, and so I took her up on the offer. And when I woke up the next morning, it was her knocking on the door, yelling, "Come outside and talk to me." And I didn't want to come outside and talk to her.
So your car with the new tire was parked outside Kenya's house. Is that right? I just answered
that
question.
I don't know. No, it was at my grandma's house, actually, the car was.
Where was the car?
It was parked in the parking lot at Kenya's house.
I don't think
see so. How easy that was?
Well, then it would have
just
been a dead
second.
Giveaway
you
that I was
see how easy that was? It was parked at the parking
That's
lot at Kenya's
knew
house.
She
knew that.
There.
She knew that. Go ahead.
And like I said, first it was come outside and talk to me, and then it became I'm knocking on every window, every wall of the house, walking around the whole house, getting louder and louder. And next thing you know, it was come outside and fight me. And
what time of the day was this?
This was in the morning, like 8 o'clock, 9 o'clock maybe.
You must have been looking for his car for a long time.
And
no.
She was drinking a beer outside, getting her courage up, I would imagine. And the next thing I know, Kenya's telling me she's outside with a knife, telling me she wants to stab me.
Don't tell me what Kenya told you. That's hearsay.
I didn't ever go outside and look at her. I hid in the house.
I just want to know who saw her vandalize your car.
My cousin Shauna did.
I knew there was a reason for Shauna. Go ahead.
After, I guess, she left Kenya's house, she came to my grandma's house. She asked me, call Ron. I want Ron here. I need to talk to him. I'm not going to stop.
This is Ron?
Yes, this is Ron. So she goes to the bathroom, and I'm calling him, telling him, you need to come down here and talk to her. Well, finally, a couple hours later, he decides to show up. In the process of the couple hours later showing up, me and Stacy were outside and a couple other friends.
What was she saying to you when she was outside? Was she angry?
She was angry. He was
she
with
was
his
angry
ex-girlfriend.
Because he was sleeping at?
His ex-girlfriend's house.
Right. And?
We were having a beer, and then he came up a couple hours later, and as he pulled up in front of the house, she left the porch, went to the car, she walked out to the passenger side, there's no window in the passenger window, and she had a beer, and she said, hey, how's your doing? And then she was pouring her beer in the back seat of his car, took his soda, poured it on the front seat of the car and on the floorboard. As that was going on, I'm telling him, just leave it alone, you know. He's like, I'm going to slap her. I'm like, no, you're not. Just leave her alone. So as she's standing there or whatever, I had another one of my friends. I'm like, come and get her. After she poured the soda, she got the mirror on the side, grabbed that and turned it around. Then my friend came behind her and went to grab her. She went like this to the top of the door. She was pulling it. My friend pulled her away, and she pulled it off. She came up to the windshield and hit the windshield with her hand. Prior to the windshield, her hand hitting the windshield, there was already a little crack on the window. When she hit the window, the crack expanded.
Judge Judy continues in a moment.
Pouring beer in somebody's car is not $700 worth of
damage. Yeah, you tell me that, madam. If somebody poured a beer into my car, I got news for you. I would consider that big-time vandalism. Big time!
And later today...
Maybe an I'm sorry would be in order.
I'm sorry, Mr. McCoy.
Your apology is accepted.
I got hurt in a car wreck, and I didn't want to have to go all the way to downtown Atlanta to get help. So I called Ken Nugent, and they came to me.
I know that the last thing that you want to do after you've been in a car wreck is get in that wrecked car and drive across Atlanta traffic to see a lawyer. That's why no matter where you are, we'll come to you.
Great service, real results. Ken Nugent.
If you live in Cartersville or Gainesville or Griffin or LaGrange or anywhere in between, we'll come to you. One call, that's all.
When you have kids, nothing is easy. But when I called Scana Energy, my natural gas service was set up in minutes. I got a better rate and saved $50. How fantastic is that? It was a snap. I did it all while making peanut butter and jelly.
Sign up with Scana Energy for your $50 savings. Scana Energy. It's easy service, easy savings, and an easy $50. Call 1-877-GO-SCANA.
It's nice to have someone take care of me for a change.
Hey, sorry to hear about your injuries.
Thanks. I was thinking about hiring an attorney. Did you hire a law firm for your injury case?
What a nightmare. My attorney never returned my calls, never told me what was going on, couldn't even get me to a good doctor.
I'm Terry Ellis. Why hire a law firm that doesn't do anything?
Are you frustrated? Then call my law firm and we'll start working immediately on a plan to move your case forward.
Call the law office of Perry Ellis at 404-870-9997 or 1-800-LAWYERS.
Welcome to Aldi, a smarter kind of grocery store, where you'll find the highest quality at ingeniously low prices.
It's like you read my mind.
Where superior freshness is a way of life.
My thoughts exactly.
Where shopping is smart, simple, and convenient.
Been saying that for years.
Where you'll save up to 50% every day.
Save on all varieties of Friendly Farms gallon milk, only $2.49.
Shopping so smart, you'll think it was your idea.
Real cases, real people. Judge Judy.
Stacy Pedersen says, ex-boyfriend Ronald Martin Jr. owes for two loans. Ronald is countersuing, claiming Stacy poured beer in his car and smashed his windshield.
Let me hear about the car.
I did pour beer in the car, but I did not hit the windshield and break the windshield. His car was an 85 piece of junk. The windshield was already cracked from the top to the bottom. I did not vandalize his car.
Well, you did vandalize his car, madam.
Well, I poured beer.
No, she did more than just beer in my car.
Can I see the car?
I have pictures of the windshield. Now, I do admit there was a slight crack in the windshield over here.
Huge crack.
And when she had hit it on the passenger side over here, the crack went from here all the way across my windshield.
I'd like to see it.
And then here's another picture of my passenger side mirror that she ripped, and it's an electric mirror. And so she turned it all the way around, like twisted it all the way around.
Okay. The car's how many years old? 23 years old?
It's an 85, yes.
How much do you think it's worth?
I'm trying to sell it for $700.
How successful are you?
Right now, I'm not having no success.
Well, it's worth at least $193, right?
To me,
$193 is what you owe her.
Yes, but to me, it's worth $700 because I put in $700 into the car.
Well, she can't get away with vandalizing your car.
Pouring beer in somebody's car is not $700 worth.
Yeah, you tell me that, madam. If somebody poured a beer into my car, I got news for you. I would consider that big time vandalism. Big time. One of my grandchildren spills a soda in my car, I consider it vandalism. But when you do it on purpose, when you do it on purpose because you're angry, that's vandalism. You stupid.
Madam, okay. Can I say something else?
Okay. Car's 23 years old, sir. If it's worth $300, it's worth a lot. You get nothing because I'm awarding him a judgment on his counterclaim for $400, which means that he owed you $193. You owe him $207. That's all. Thank you very much.
Ladies, I excuse you. You may step out.
I can't believe he won.
She thought I was cheating on her.
I was upset. He was at his ex-girlfriend's house. What am I supposed to think?
She probably thought I was having sex or something.
He takes advantage of everybody.
I don't do nothing wrong, so I'm not going to change what I did.
And now the next case.
All parties in the matter of McCloy versus Cush. Step forward, please.
John Jack McCloy is suing Dorothy Cush for damage to his property, allegedly caused by her 10-year-old son, Quasi. John claims Quasi ran across his newly cemented sidewalk.
Okay. Mr. McCloy, I assume you have a private house.
Yes.
And the sidewalk in front of your private house is owned by the city. But it is your responsibility to keep that in good condition in front of your house. And you evidently had some trouble with the cement on the sidewalk in front of your house. And you had it re-cemented.
Correct.
And you put up probably little barriers around it so that somebody would know, don't walk on this because it's fresh cement.
Yes, I did.
And this young man, who's going to stand up next to his mother, was playing at his friend's house.
Next door, correct.
He was next door, and he came running around the corner, right?
Yes, ma'am.
And when you did that, what happened?
Well, Jonathan and I were racing to Brookside, my former school.
You were going to race with each other? Were you running, or was he going on his bike?
He was on his bike, and I was
That's
running.
What I read. So he was on his bike, and you were running?
Yes.
Did you see the wet cement outside Mr. McCloy's house?
No, not until I was stepping over the barrier because I was looking back at Jonathan.
What kind of barrier was it?
A rope.
I have pictures if Bird would like to show
I'd
you.
I'd like to see it.
Judge Judy, may I also explain that I sat out next to the cement while it was drying for 4 hours after it was poured to make sure nobody either inadvertently or otherwise had damaged the cement, but it was getting a little cold, so I stepped inside my front door to watch it further, and that's when my next-door neighbor's son, Jonathan, and Quasi had come by, and Jonathan went around it, but Quasi jumped right over the barriers and went into the cement and
other youngster was on a bicycle.
Yes, he went around it, but Quasi went
He went around it into the street.
Yes, he did.
Okay, so you have three footprints.
Correct. Permanent, still there.
So?
Well, the only way I could get rid of them is replace it again at a cost of $1,150. And one of the things that I tried to do is tell Mrs. Cush that I was willing to forego any monetary compensation for this situation. I tried to put myself in her position. If one of my kids did a bonehead thing, what would I want to be treated by?
He didn't do a bonehead thing.
But
he didn't do a bonehead thing. I don't think he did a bonehead thing. He didn't see this when he was playing with his friend.
There's a double barricade there.
Just a second. It's a double barricade. It's low. It's low to the ground. He doesn't see it. There's a low piece of rope or string with white flags on it.
Correct.
There is no big barrier that says caution wet cement. So he's running and he jumps over it. You think that he did that intentionally?
No.
No, he didn't do it intentionally. He did it by accident.
But because it's
he
damaged was running nonetheless.
Well, that may be, sir. But that's not his fault. The alternative for him would have been to what?
To stop.
Maybe he couldn't stop because he was running, sir. Maybe he could run out into the street. Do you know that if he ran out into the street as a result of you doing this without proper precaution being taken for youngsters, and if he got hit by a car, it would be your fault?
Judge Judy continues in a moment.
I watch your show all the time. I think you make the right decision almost every single time.
And sometimes I may not.
I don't think you're making the right decision this time. And if you're disagreeing with me, that's fine.
I disagree with you, sir, because I...
disagree with you.
Closed captioning sponsored by...
If you're struggling with credit card debt and want to learn how to settle your accounts for less than you owe, call 800-200-1262. Call now.
Always brought me luck.
White Diamonds, the intriguing fragrance from Elizabeth Taylor.
With the holidays, we needed cash.
I needed cash now.
So we called 1-888-TITLEMAX.
So I called 1-888-TITLEMAX.
With TITLEMAX, I didn't have to sell my car.
Our car title was our credit.
TITLEMAX was hassle-free.
1-888-TITLEMAX.
I got the money I needed.
1-888-TITLEMAX.
TITLEMAX came through for me. Bring your car title to TITLEMAX and you'll say,
I got my title back with TITLEMAX.
Get your title back with TITLEMAX.
At Longhorn, they're grilling up bold new flavors that everyone's excited about. Like their new white cheddar and bacon stuffed filet. A tender, juicy Flo's filet stuffed with aged white cheddar and hickory smoked bacon. Or dig into their new creamy Fontina and wild mushroom stuffed filet. Get them both for a limited time only at Longhorn. There are steakhouses, and then there's Longhorn Steakhouse.
Everybody's special. Everybody's different. Everybody's got their own taste and needs. You'll love the Ingles Advantage, where everything you need is to be.
Ingles, get the advantage.
This week at Ingles, 10-pound bags, Green Giant russet potatoes, $2.98. Ingles USDA Choice London Broil, $2.28 a pound. Select Country Crock Spread, 2 for $5. And select sizes and varieties, Kellogg Cereals, 2 for $5, with your Ingles Advantage card.
I'm a single working mom raising two kids. I shop around for everything, groceries, gas, and now with the holidays, money is really tight. But I don't have to shop around for the auto insurance I need to drive. Safe Auto gives me the state minimum coverage to keep me legal for less. They understand. Eric! At Safe Auto, we know what it's like, and we're here to help 24/7. Play it safe. Money, call money, now. Safe
Auto! You're injured, and it may seem easiest just to sign whatever the insurance company puts in front of you. Don't let the insurance company take advantage of your situation. Tell them you mean business. Call a law firm that won't let some big insurance company take advantage of you with a quick dollar offer. Don't accept less than everything you may deserve. Call 1-800-WIN-WIN-1. Gary Martin Hayes and Associates, right now.
Real cases, real people. Judge Judy. Jack McCloy says 10-year-old Kwesi Kush ran across his newly cemented sidewalk.
Kwesi says he didn't know the cement was wet.
Now, what I'm saying to you, sir, is if I had the sense that this young man did anything purposefully...
I never said he did anything purposefully. I said it was a bonehead thing to do. He ran through the wet cement. The cement is permanently damaged.
And situation. I'm telling you that there was no indication that there was wet cement. Show me where there's any indication that there was wet cement.
There's barriers, there's flags.
You can't...
Would you think that barriers and flags are placed there?
I don't know. Sir, what? How old are you?
10.
I don't know what a 10-year-old boy figures, but there is no indication to me, sir, that this was done out of any malice. What is it?
I was 9 at the time.
Judge Judy, may I mention something?
Sure.
I tried to contact Mrs. Cush a number of times after this happened because I wanted to let her know that I did not want to have to sue her for the cost of the cement, but I felt that Kwesi should be taught a lesson. They told me once the footprints were in the cement that, well, hey, boys will be boys. I didn't think that was just the right answer.
Mr. McCloy, I just would like you to tell me, you know, I understand that you went and fixed this at a substantial cost to yourself. I want you to tell me, if you are trying to teach a youngster who's 9 years old a lesson, you're trying to teach him a lesson because he did something wrong. What you said in the papers was you contacted her not so much to get the money because you were sympathetic with her, but
yes.
You sat outside for 4 hours watching the cement dry.
Yes.
And you wanted to teach him a lesson by making him sit outside for 4 hours.
With a parent.
I don't care with a parent or with not a parent. When you try to teach a child a lesson, it's usually because they've done something wrong. And I want you to tell me what you think it was that this 9-year-old child did that was wrong.
Okay.
I don't see it.
Well, the area was marked with a rope and flags. And
marked with a rope and white rags that said nothing about wet cement. If he was walking and saw this area, as many a child might do, and said, I'm going to write my name in the cement. I'm going to put my hands in the cement. I'm going to take off my sneaker and put my sneaker print in the cement. Then I'm sympathetic with you. But what this young man said happened, and you don't deny that this is what happened. He and his friend were going to race to the school. His friend got on his bike. He started to run. When he came out and turned the corner in front of your house, this little barrier was there, and he just hopped over it. He didn't mean to damage the cement. He didn't know there was cement. I'm sure he can spell cement. He didn't mean to do anything wrong, sir.
Judge Judy, the only thing I can say is that I watch a show all the time. I think you make the right decision almost every single time.
And sometimes I may not.
I don't think you're making the right decision this time. I think the cement was marked properly, and it's permanently damaged. I didn't want a monetary settlement. All I wanted Mrs. Cush and her son to do was to spend the same amount of time to understand what 4 hours of someone's day is like, and she ignored every attempt I made to contact her about settling this to teach him, you know, that he did something that was not proper. And if you're disagreeing with me, that's fine.
I disagree with you, sir, because I...
disagree with you.
Judge Judy continues in a moment.
A history of smoking and breathing problems, it could be COPD, which includes chronic bronchitis, emphysema, or both. Discover Spiriva, the only once-daily inhaled maintenance prescription that treats both forms of COPD. Spiriva significantly improves lung function to help you breathe better for a full 24 hours, and it's not a steroid. Spiriva is not a rescue inhaler. Tell your doctor about your medicines, even eye drops, and illnesses like glaucoma and urinary or prostate problems. These may worsen with Spiriva. The most common side effect is dry mouth. Others include constipation and problems passing urine. In the event your breathing suddenly worsens, your throat or tongue swells, you get hives, vision changes, or eye pain, stop taking Spiriva and call your doctor. Spiriva is one of many treatment options to consider with your doctor.
Make a habit of breathing better with Spiriva.
Fox Tonight, an all-new Secret Millionaire is an awesomely inspiring hit.
Not who you think I am.
I'm actually a millionaire. This is from me to you.
This really is from you. I don't know what to say.
Then it's a fifth grader holiday season showdown.
We have a rabbi, a priest, and a redneck.
It all starts tonight at 8 on Fox 5.
18-wheelers, construction trucks, buses, and dump trucks can all cause big wrecks with big injuries. Call attorney Ken Nugent now.
Truckers are some of the most experienced drivers on the road, but accidents happen. If you've been hurt by a big truck, call me right now.
I got hurt bad by a big truck, and Ken Nugent got me the big bucks.
Trucking companies have big insurance, and your case could be worth a lot of money.
Hurt by a big truck? Call attorney Ken Nugent now.
If you've been hurt by a big truck, call me right now. One call, that's all.
If you're having a tough time finding affordable auto insurance because of your age or problems on your driving record, call The General right now for a super speedy quote. The General will get you insured fast with a down payment as low as $59. Don't wait. Call The General right now or log on to thegeneral.com and get an instant ID card.
Best car insurance rates in town. Call 1-800-GENERAL now.
50% off all Christmas trees at Garden Ridge. These 7-foot pre-lit trees, $75. Deer or trees, $14.99. Outdoor decor, $19.99. All pathway lights, half off. All Christmas wrap, half off. It's our biggest sofa sale ever. These sofas, $249. And these, $299. And these sofas, $349. Headboard, $149. Armoires, $39. Merry Christmas from Garden Ridge.
Urgent notice. Seal trapped in a tidal pond? Stop! Listen closely. You have an option.
Call 1-800-NEW-DEAL.
We'll help you get out of that ridiculous tidal pond trap and rescue your title before you lose your car.
Call 1-800-NEW-DEAL.
If you're trapped in a $5,500 tidal pond for 12 months, you'll pay up to $10,000 in interest and still owe the original $5,500.
Get free!
Call us and set up your balance with monthly payments. Call 1-800-NEW-DEAL.
1-800-NEW-DEAL.
All right, Jerry, you ready? Marriage questions for you guys.
Seinfeld Marriage Secrets revealed. Next, Access Hollywood.
Tonight at 7 on Fox 5.
Are you being sued? Go to judgejudy.com or call 1-888-800-JUDY.
Okay. I disagree with you, Mr. McCoy, because I don't think that this young man did anything intentionally to damage your property. I think that it was an accident that could have been rectified if there were appropriate barriers outside that were a little bit larger, that said caution wet cement, that had caution tape around it. All of those things might have mitigated it. I don't know, but I can tell you that if it was a purposeful act that this young man did, I guarantee you his mother would pay the $1,100 to have that re-cemented.
If a next-door neighbor, Judge Judy, was playing baseball and they hit a ball and it went through my window, you're saying that it's not anyone's fault?
No. Different story, sir. If someone hits a baseball through your window, whether it's done accidentally or on purpose, you're entitled to be compensated. But when you do something that is on public property, even though you are obliged to maintain it, and he's doing what he's supposed to be able to do on that property, which is walk or run on a public sidewalk, and doesn't do anything maliciously.
No, he did not do it maliciously.
Maliciously to you, it's not an act that can be compensated. I'm sorry. I know that you disagree with me. I think that you are not an unreasonable guy. I don't know whether you behaved unreasonably that day, but I certainly don't think that this boy did anything to warrant him sitting outside and staring at your cement for 4 hours.
No,
so
I hope
that you continue to watch Mr. McCloy, because I value every viewer. I don't think you did anything wrong. Maybe an I'm sorry would be in order.
I'm sorry, Mr. McCloy.
Your apology is accepted.
Okay, great. Thank you.
All right, guys, please, you may step out.
Judge Judy continues in a moment.
Thank you.
And on the next Judge Judy.
Did she say that you had a communicable disease that you don't have?
Yes.
What?
She said I had herpes.
That was just a wild stab in the dark.
Judge Judy.
Hi, I'm Ronnie Deutsch, and I'm here to tell you, yes, you can do something about your IRS tax problem, and yes, you can get help to fight the IRS.
If you owe the IRS, call now for your free and confidential tax analysis. Call 800-516-8108, 800-516-8108.
In my kitchen, I want only the best in taste. Eggland's Best.
I love Eggland's Best because of all the great nutrition. That's why they're the only eggs I give to my son, the chef.
Eggland's Best, the better egg.
Inventors, InventHelp can help you try to patent your idea and submit it to companies. Call 1-888-778-IDEA for free information.
Crazy apologized, and that's all I was really interested in.
I just apologized to Mr. McCoy, and I'm sorry that his cement was destroyed.
I just want Crazy and his mom to know that I accept his apology, Crazy, okay? And we're just going to drop the whole thing, okay?
Fantastic. Thank you.
Okay, you're welcome.